And we're back from break. And here we are with B.O.
Bo.
B.O.
Bo.
Like B-O-W?
Like B-E-A-O-U.
B-E-A-O-U.
No, B-E-A-U.
Isn't that the masculine form of beautiful in French?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really come up with it.
Well, Bo, we're told that you have very much a dark and storied past that we don't really know much about. We know the government was involved, but can you tell us much about who changed you and how you came to be?
When I was a kid, I was really into superheroes, and there was a superhero summer camp for kids. And I didn't know at the time it was sponsored by a off-the-books government organization. And yeah, it changed me. I don't really remember much about
Wait, so you went to Camp Org Off the Books?
Yeah. It was just supposed to be like, hey, you like superheroes, go and do this obstacle course. And by the end of it, you know, I was lifting the obstacle course.
And you didn't find that at all disconcerting?
Well, it's kind of cool, isn't it? Like, suddenly you're able to lift trucks.
So are you telling us that before the government took you in, you already had superpowers, or were they given to you by the powers that be?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was always there and they just helped me tap into it. I don't know.
What are all of your abilities, by the way? It's been very unclear to date all the things that you can do.
I'm very strong, probably invincible, except to emotions. I beat things up really good.
How did you escape Camp Org Off the Books? Were you scared? We know there were others in the program, the camp, as it were. Have you interacted with any of them since?
You know, I haven't really had a reunion. It just, you know, ended that summer and we went home. That's what I'm supposed to say. The government doesn't want me to say it. Like, the government is not, I'm not supposed to say what really happened. Like, it got burned down and like all sorts of stuff. Oh, you know, we just went home and we're very thankful for our superpowers now. Like, that's, you know, me and a couple of the other kids burned the camp down to the ground after, you know, one of the kids ended up being taken away and sucked dry of their superpowers in an attempt to try and give those superpowers to another person. And, you know, since then, since I escaped, came home, I felt like the right thing to do is try and fight for, you know, the people that I care about.
Well, who are those people you care about? Do you have a guardian? Who does take care of you?
I have a mother, as most people do. I'm not going to mention her name on here, but yeah, she loves me. She has a weird way of talking about values. There's always like a reference to some sort of 80s cartoon or band lyric, but it works for us. She's a hardworking single mom. What are you going to do?
So tell me a little bit more about how you escaped. Were you scared?
I was angry.
So you don't seem to have much of a costume, Bo. What's up with that?
So like, when I fight people, I get shot a lot and I go through clothing. I've never really had funding like some superheroes that are out there that seem to have all of, I don't know, the endorsement deals. So my clothes get destroyed a lot. And so I thought, what's cheap? Hoodies and like pants. So I wear like work pants and hoodies and these sunglasses that are so cool. And I found them on sale online. But what else am I going to do? I can't afford like the fancy costumes.
So what prompts you to stand up in the face of evil? Why even try to be a hero with your past as dark and storied as it is?
Well, I just, you got to do the right thing, don't you?
But given the time you spent away at camp and the government controls and edicts that they placed upon you, how do you know what the right thing is with the lack of tutelage and knowledge that's been presented to you?
Well, as long as you're trying to protect the people that you love and the people that are innocent in this city, that's the right thing.
Well, it's obvious from footage that you care very much about the team. How did that come to be? Why is that?
They need me to protect them. If I wasn't there, they'd get hurt. That's an important thing.
It very much is. So tell us, Bo, as everyone here at ETV wants to know, is there a special someone out there for you?
Well, feel always challenged by Chase because Chase is really good at everything.
Is there someone special out there for you?
Maybe. Maybe. Chase is like, you know, really powerful and I'm always intimidated by him. Really good at everything he does. And like,
well, we here at ETV know how you feel. We also care about the chase.
Yeah. Even though he doesn't have any powers, he still goes.
You're right.
Right?
And he does a terrible interview, but nonetheless, he really tries.
That's true. But like, you know, if I were to really look up to somebody, you know how impressive Solarian is. Like, if I could be, you know, like that one day.
Oh, yes. We all know how impressive Solarian is.
Right?
I roll.
I watch out for the group. It's my job. I'm here to protect everyone.
Well, thanks so much for coming on ETV, our team talks.
So yeah, I can go like that way?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks for your time today, Bo.
And she stands up and tries to leave with the like headset and microphone like still attached to her, and she's still like strapped in and like leaves. Like tries to leave.
Tavern Tales presents Masks, A New Generation, a limited series coming from March Maskness in 2021. Stay tuned, stay subscribed, and join the Patreon for exclusives as we get closer to the release.